Hello, it's nice to be with you for another meditation, another sitting dedicated to the concept of heart-mind. Monday's meditation began by considering those two words, heart and mind. Huge words, though they are one syllable each. Perhaps that meditation left you with the experience of heart-mind as an expression or as an access point. In many ways, it's a reflection of the words living awareness, as in the practice of living awareness. It's not such a stretch to consider the relationship between the words heart and living. Certainly, we recognize the heart as the organ responsible for life itself. When the heart stops, you stop. That's just a fact. It's responsible for the circulation of blood. When you consider the bloodstream reaches each and every cell of our entire body and supplies it with all that it needs to thrive, oxygen, nutrients, hormones, we understand the livingness of the heart. And we can understand that the heart is central to this idea of living. I love that the French word for heart is cœur. Sounds a lot like core. We talked about the heart and its relationship to connection, to interconnection, a sense of group. It's interesting that the heart produces oxytocin. It's a neuropeptide, a hormone involved in social bonding. We release oxytocin when we see someone we love or when we do something that we enjoy. There's the association of the heart and love. Valentine's with the shape of a heart. To live and to love. Those words strike at the core of being a human being. And they allow for our capacity to be aware. And so we might consider the links between the words mind and awareness. Awareness. The ability to tune into our direct experience. What's happening right here, right now? To be awake, present. Present to this life. And so livingness and awareness are deeply connected. Heart and mind also deeply connected. A few fun facts about the heart before we move into meditation. Science has measured the heart's electrical field. Turns out it's 60 times stronger than the brain's electrical field. And the heart's magnetic field is 5,000 times stronger than the brain's magnetic field. The heart itself has over 40,000 nerve cells. So we might say that the heart has a brain, the heart has an awareness in and of itself. When we say we've gotten to the heart of the matter, could it be because it is the heart that knows truth? That the heart is the place of conscious choice. When we say someone is open-hearted, could it be that the heart space holds this wisdom, this sense, the truth of our interconnectivity, of our interdependence? Could the heart be the source and the focal point for cooperation, compassion, empathy? Could it be the heart that reveals the awareness that we're all very deeply connected in basic human drives. The pursuit of happiness. The deep knowing of the worth of love and care. Heart, mind, love and affection, care and kindness. The heart intuitively creates space for this awareness to arise, this living awareness. And so I invite you to get comfortable and remind yourself that you are here. You are alive, awake, aware. Perhaps gently closing your eyes, offering yourself a smile, settling into and sensing into your beingness. Into the sense of being here, alive, which means receptive, receiving life in this moment as breath, the stuff of life, gently moves in and gently moves out. What is the wisdom of the body telling you in this moment? Listening, caring, opening the heart to the body. How might we intuitively support the body in this moment? Perhaps this is a settling into what's here now. Opening the heart, leaning into awareness, listening, being present with the physical body. How is your body receiving this moment? Perhaps that's an awareness of the breath. the belly or the rib cage, the lungs receiving the breath, participating, paying attention, being with that process, that flow. Perhaps for you, it's the flow of sensations. Touch points on the body, an awareness of the sensation of breath coming and going. The body receiving sounds. Giving way to the natural flow and openness, receptivity and spaciousness of awareness of the heart, of the mind, observing, present, alert, and clear. Should restlessness appear, doubt or impatience, also part of the human condition, we might lean into the tender heart, accepting what's here now, without judgment. Observing and being with that which arises is caring. And if you find the mind is distracted or the mind is busy, perhaps bringing your attention to a focal point. Perhaps the tip of the nose. Resting your awareness in the gentle flow of breath as it moves in and out. Breathing. Living, awareness. Perhaps offering a gentle smile. A smile. this expression of acceptance and goodness, perhaps in this instance, gratitude. Once again, the smile becomes a great blending tool. It's positioned somewhere between the space of the mind and the space of the heart. Allowing and acknowledging. The heart and the brain and the body. These incredible vehicles for this quality of heart, mind. Together, we take a few breaths to bring this sitting to a close. We breathe light into the mind. We breathe lightness into our feeling nature. We breathe light into our physical body, that breath touching every cell. We breathe light into our sense of self, realizing ourselves to be light, breathing with and in the world. Thanks for offering your heart space today. Be with you again soon.